Well, for far too long, Parkinson's has been more or less the forgotten association and the forgotten sufferers in Ireland. Believe it or not, the association get absolutely no funding from government whatsoever. And another thing that's a very sore point with Parkinson's people is the lack of specialist nurses throughout the country. There's only five in total. One of those posts is vacant at the moment. And one post in the northwest, Nurse Paddy Brown from Galway goes to Killybegs once a month, and that it has to be funded by the northwest branch of the association because there's nobody else to pay him.
So the only Parkinson's nurse in the northwest comes from Galway once a month, and it's not funded by the government.
Correct.
You have Parkinson's yourself.
I have indeed. Yes. I'm lucky in that I got the mild form of Parkinson's, and so far visits to a neurologist or a specialist nurse is but once every 6 months. So I'm not so bad, but there are people an awful lot worse than me who need much, much more attention than that. But when I was diagnosed with Parkinson's, I was told by my GP it'll be about 2.5, 3.5 years before you see a neurologist. Now, that was an awful statement to a person who had got word that they had got such a debilitating disease as Parkinson's, that it would be that length of time before they would get proper treatment. When I say proper treatment, GPs aren't specialists in Parkinson's disease. They do the best they can. But to get real treatment, you must see a neurologist or Parkinson's nurse.
Should the government provide more funding here? And how much funding would be needed? It wouldn't be an awful lot, would it?
Well, every little helps. You know, if we got 200,000 or 300,000 a year, it would be something, you know, because we do a good bit of fundraising ourselves. We could start small and hopefully it would grow. But down the road, we would need an awful lot more, because more nurses will be required, so I suppose it will all come as funding to Parkinson's when they're paying these nurses. The other thing that's badly needed here is deep brain stimulation. It's not available in Ireland. People have to travel abroad to get it. So that's something else that needs to be provided in Ireland for Parkinson's.
And as someone who has Parkinson's severely, how difficult would travelling to go see a nurse, how difficult would that be for them?
Well, you can imagine somebody leaving North Donegal to go to Galway if Paddy Brown wasn't going to Killybegs. They'd have to travel the whole way to Galway, and with great discomfort to some of them, because they get uncomfortable sitting all the time. They have to move around, if at all possible. So it's a journey to hell, nearly, to go from North Donegal to Galway to get treatment.